When you milked, what would you catch the milk in?
Well, I just took a bucket. So a tin bucket. Tin bucket. You catch that and hold it down there and zoom, get the milk.
What was it made out of?
Well, it was made out of tin. Well, I know all the oil I had.
Is it narrow at the bottom and got...
No, I've seen different things like we used to buy lard buckets. Buy buckets of lard. Buckets of lard. And use that lard out of there, you know, and take that bucket. There's milk in there. Of course, I've seen some of them that milk buckets they call made, you know, for that purpose, but I'm talking about what I've come on, what I've used. Just a bucket. Use a small bucket to milk in, then a bigger bucket, when you get that, pour it off in there. Okay, get the old cow milk.
Would one of them be made out of wood?
Well, these buckets, not buckets. Not to milk a cow. Milk
okay.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of container or bucket might you keep in the kitchen to keep scraps in for the pigs?
Well, I just called that a scrap can, is what I called it.
Scrap can?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you, now something that's big and black and you might have out in the backyard to wash your clothes in, that's a what?
Big and black.
Yeah, it's a black.
We got a wash pot, I guess, or I know.
Yeah. What do you boil water in here?
We boil water in that black, in that iron pot, boil the water in it.
Yeah. Have you got something, if you want to make some coffee or tea or something, you boil water in a what?
Well, I want to make some water to keep. It's several ways now. If I ain't got enough coffee, I just have to boil it in a bucket or in a tea kettle.
Tea what?
Boil it in a tea kettle.
Kettle?
Or coffee pot, just some thing, a little tin pot made, you can boil coffee and put some coffee in the water.
Yeah. Now, if you wanted some flowers, you could use this as a what?
Well, if I wanted some flowers and to keep flowers in the house.
Yeah, you'd use this as a...
Well, I'd use it as a vase.
Yeah. You just go out and...
So I cut my flower, put in some water in there, and stick it down in. But I'd take that stuff out, though.
Yeah. Now, when you're setting the table, what would you eat with?
Well, knife, fork, and spoon.
Yeah.
And sometimes I didn't even in my hand.
Do you have any different kind of cutting instruments?
Uh-huh.
Cutting instruments?
Cutting, yes. Butcher knife. Butcher knife, drawing knife, things like that.
What's a drawing knife?
Well, a drawing knife is a thing made out of iron now. And it's got a crook on it, some handles in it. I got one out on now. You just take that thing, you know, if you want to smooth something down, draw something down, just pull it down that way.
Oh,
but it's made out of iron though, metal.
Yeah.
But you have wood handles, got little wood handles on it. I got one out on now. See, I can sharpen it if I want to trim a plank down or smooth something down. Well, I can just take that drawing knife, you know, and just cut, you know, because that blade is fixed on one side to where it cuts one way.
Now, those kind of ones that you had that would have just a little blade on them, they're called?
Well,
might carry them around with you.
Well, let me see. Drawing knife and a butcher knife and a...
You ever keep one in your pocket, or?
What you call a...